Morpheus. This is my son. The sentence uses the sir construction, which is a common way to express this is or that is in French. Sir is a contraction of sir, meaning this is. More means my, and feel means son. Il n'est pas à l'intérieur. He is not inside. The sentence structure is il. He ne is not pa not a at slash in l'intérieur. The interior slash inside. This is a negative sentence using ne pa to negate the verb être. To be, the preposition a is used here to indicate location. Tenez-vous. Hold on. This phrase is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction. Tenez is the imperative form of the verb tenir. To hold. In this context, it means hold or keep. Bon is an adjective meaning good or strong. In this phrase, it emphasizes the need to be resolute or persistent. Together, tenez bon translates to hold on or hang in there. It encourages someone to persevere in a difficult situation. Il n'est pas là. He is not there. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the third person singular of the verb être. To be. Here's a breakdown. Il. He, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Ne. Is not, negative form of the verb être. In the present tense, third person singular. Pa. Not, negative particle. La. Ne, adverb indicating location. Il est maigre. He is skinny. Il. Is the masculine singular form of the pronoun. Il. Meaning, he. Est. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. Meaning, to be. It is used to express the present state of being. Maigre is an adjective meaning skinny or thin. Il est puissant. He is powerful. The sentence uses the il, which is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he. Est is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. Meaning, to be. Puissant. Is an adjective meaning, powerful. The sentence structure is simple with the subject pronoun followed by the verb, and then the adjective. Bonjour. Hello again. This is a simple greeting, meaning, hello again. Rebonjour is composed of two parts. Colon, this is a prefix meaning, again, similar to, re, in English. Bonjour. Colon, this is the standard French greeting for, hello, or, good morning. So, bonjour, literally translates to, again hello, or, hello again. Aide-moi à sortir. Help me get out. The sentence, aide-moi à sortir, is a command, asking someone to help the speaker get out of a place. Breakdown. Aide. This is the verb, to help, in the imperative form, meaning it's a command to someone. Moi. This is the pronoun, me. It is the object of the verb. Aide. meaning that the person being asked to help is helping the speaker. This is the preposition, to, which here indicates the purpose of the helping.
Sortir.
This is the verb, to go out, in the infinitive form. The infinitive form is used after prepositions like a. In this case, key concepts. Imperative form. This is used to give commands. Object pronoun. The pronoun mwa is used as the object of the verb. Preposition a is used to indicate the purpose of the helping. Infinitive. The verb
sortir
is used in the infinitive form after the preposition.
Aidez-moi à sortir.
Help me get out. Breakdown. Aidez-moi is the imperative form of the verb.
Aidez.
To help, conjugated in the second person plural. It means, help me. A sortir is an infinitive phrase, meaning, to go out. The preposition a is used to indicate purpose or goal. Together, the phrase means, help me to go out, or, help me get out.
J'arrive.
I am arriving.
J'y
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
j'y.
I is used when the verb begins with a vowel.
Arrive
is the present tense of the verb.
Arriver.
To arrive.
Me voici.
Here I am. This sentence is very simple and uses the pronoun
moi.
Me, which is the object of the verb.
Voici.
Here is. This verb means, here is, or, here are, and is followed by the object, in this case the pronoun
moi.
Me. In English, we would use the subject pronoun, I, but in French, the object pronoun
moi.
Me, is used after the verb.
La voilà.
There she is. Breakdown.
La
is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form.
Voilà
is an interjection meaning, there is slash here is slash there it is slash here it is, and is used to indicate the presence of something.
The
la part is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, there. It can also indicate the place where something is located, meaning, there, or, over there. Key concepts. Definite articles in French, le, la, les, are used before nouns to specify a particular person, place, or thing. Interjections are words or phrases that express strong emotions or feelings. They are typically used to call attention to something. Demonstrative pronouns are used to point out a specific person, place, or thing. They can be singular, or plural and masculine, or feminine.
Nous voilà.
Here we are. The sentence.
Nous voilà.
Uses the pronoun.
Nous.
We, and the verb.
Voilà.
Which literally means, there is, or, there are, but in this context functions as a more idiomatic expression.
Voilà
emphasizes the arrival, or presence of something, or someone. The sentence structure is a little different than a typical English sentence, with the verb coming after the subject. The exclamation point signifies the speaker's emphasis on the arrival of we at a specific location or moment in time.
Attendez.
Wait. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command or request.
Attendez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Attendre,
which means to wait. In this case, you are telling a group of people to wait.
Nous voici.
Here we are. breakdown. No. This is the first person plural pronoun meaning we.
Wasi.
This is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, here is slash r. It introduces the subject in the sentence. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns are used to point out specific things. Other demonstrative pronouns include
voila.
There is slash r, and
ceci.
This. Subject-verb agreement in French requires that the verb agrees in number and person with the subject. Since the subject is plural, the verb must also be plural. Word order in French is often more flexible than in English, but the demonstrative pronoun
voici
often comes before the subject.
Nous y voilà.
Here we are. This phrase is quite simple.
Nous
means we and is the subject of the sentence.
E
is a pronoun meaning there, in this case. It functions as an adverbial complement.
Voilà
is a very common expression meaning here is or here are. It is used to introduce something or someone. Together, these words mean we are here. Or more colloquially, here we are. The emphasis is on the arrival or presence at a particular location.
On y est.
We're here. This is a very common and useful phrase in French, and it is simple to understand.
On
is the pronoun, we.
E
is a pronoun that refers to a place or situation that has been previously mentioned. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative, which in this case is used as a linking verb to connect the subject, we, to the predicate, here. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, we are there, but in the English context it translates as, we are here.
Nous y voici.
Here we are. This is a simple sentence expressing arrival at a destination.
Nous
means we.
E
is a pronoun replacing a location, in this case, the place where we arrived. It translates to there.
Voici
is a present tense verb meaning here is or here are. It is used to introduce something, or someone. The sentence literally translates to, we, here is, but is most naturally translated as, here we are.
Nous y voilà.
Here we are. This sentence is a simple exclamation expressing arrival at a destination.
Nous
is the subject pronoun meaning, we.
E
is a pronoun standing in for a previously mentioned location, meaning, there.
Voilà
is an interjection that means, here is slash here are slash there is slash there are. It's used to introduce or emphasize something.
Voilà
can be used to draw attention to something, or someone, or to express surprise. The exclamation mark indicates the sentence's emphatic and expressive nature.
C'est ici que nous sommes.
This is where we are. Breakdown.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is. It means this is.
Ici
means here. Is a conjunction meaning at or where. It introduces a subordinate clause.
Nous
means we.
Somme
is the present tense form of the verb
être.
To be, it means are. Key concepts. Contraction.
C'est
is a common contraction in French. Subordinate clause, the phrase
que nous sommes
is a subordinate clause that provides further information about the location. Verb conjugation.
Som
is conjugated in the present tense, first person plural, to agree with the subject.
Nu.
EC. At lap. Here, catch. Breakdown. EC. This is a location adverb meaning, here. It is used to specify the location of the action. Catch.
At lap.
This is the imperative form of the verb, attraper, meaning, to catch. The imperative form is used to give a command, or instruction. In this context, it is a direct command to the person being addressed. Key concepts. Location adverbs are words that indicate the place or position of an action. Imperative verb forms are used to express commands, requests, or instructions.
Comment vas-tu?
How are you? This is a common French greeting, similar to how are you? In English.
Comment
means how.
Va
is the conjugated form of the verb
aller.
To go, in the present tense, second person singular, meaning you go, but used here as you are.
Tu
is the subject pronoun meaning you, but it is generally omitted in French in this context. Is the question mark.
Comment allez-vous?
How are you? This is a common French greeting that directly translates to, how are you going? It's a polite way to inquire about someone's well-being. Breakdown.
Comment?
This is the interrogative pronoun, how.
Allez.
This is the third person plural form of the verb, aller, to go. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Vous.
This is the formal pronoun, you. The sentence structure is simple.
Comment.
Plus.
Allez.
Plus.
Vous.
Ça va? This is a casual greeting, similar to, how are you? In English.
Ça.
Means, it, in this context.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb
aller,
to go.
Va
in this phrase means, is going, and refers to the state of being. Therefore, the sentence
ça va
literally means, how is it going? But it's understood as, how are you? In casual conversation.
Il est parti.
He left. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the masculine singular form of the verb être. To be, which is est. Party.
Parti.
Is the past participle of the verb partir.
Partir.
To leave. It is used in conjunction with the verb être. To form the past tense of the verb partir.
Partir.
Comment ça va? How are you? This is a very common and informal greeting in French, similar to, how are you? In English.
Comment
means, how.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means, that, but is often used as a placeholder.
Va
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
aller,
which means, to go. So literally, it translates to, how is that going? However, this is rarely how it is translated into English.
Comme c'est curieux.
How curious. This is an exclamation of surprise.
Comme
means, like, or, as, here, and it's used to emphasize the following adjective.
C'est
is a contraction of sehr, meaning it is. Curieux means curious or strange. Comment est la vie? How is life? This is a simple question in French using the comment, how, and is, and la vie, life. This uses the standard question structure of comment plus plus le la le elle plus noun is the third person singular form of the verb être. To be, this is used to ask how something is, similar to how English uses how is it or how are things. Comme c'est bizarre. How strange. This sentence expresses surprise or astonishment at something unusual or unexpected. Breakdown. Comme. Colon. This is an adverb meaning how or as, and it introduces an exclamation. C'est. Colon. This is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. Bizarre. Colon. This is an adjective meaning strange or weird. Key concepts. Exclamations. The sentence is an exclamation, indicating strong emotion. The use of comme at the beginning is typical of exclamations in French. Contractions. The contraction c'est is common in spoken and informal French. Comme c'est étrange. How strange it is. This is an exclamation expressing surprise or astonishment. Let's break it down. Comme is an adverb meaning how or as. Here, it emphasizes the strangeness. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. It refers to the situation or event that is being described as strange. Étrange is an adjective meaning strange or odd. It describes the quality of the situation. Key concept. The sentence uses a common French construction where the adjective étrange comes after the verb for emphasis. Je t'adore. I adore you. This sentence expresses strong affection. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Te is a contraction of de, you, and le, the, which is used before a direct object pronoun. Adore is the verb, to adore, conjugated in the present tense. The combination of te and adore creates a direct object pronoun, you, and a verb, emphasizing the object of affection. J'y suis également allé. I also went there. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the past participle aller of the verb or le, to go. The pronoun y refers to a previously mentioned location, or situation, the English equivalent of there. J is the contraction of je, I, and e. There. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Également means also. Aller is the past participle of the verb aller, to go. The sentence is a simple but effective way to express that the speaker went to the same place as someone else. Je suis cuisinier. I am a cook. Je is the pronoun, I, and suis is the verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Cuisinier is the noun, cook. Je suis un moine.
I am a monk. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je means I and is the subject pronoun.
Suis is the first person singular conjugation of
être
in the present tense. Is the indefinite article, or an.
Moine
is the noun, monk.
J'ai un jumeau.
I have a twin. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have. This is a common contraction in French, particularly when the verb is in the present tense.
Means a or one.
Jumeau means twin. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense, stating that the speaker has a twin. It is also a great example of using the indefinite article which is used when referring to something for the first time.
Il court.
He is running. This sentence is in the present tense. The verb
court
is the third person singular form of the verb
courir
to run.
Je vais mieux.
I am feeling better.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vais
is the present tense of the verb, aller, which means, to go. It is used with the adverb
mieux
to mean, to be getting better.
Mieux
is an adverb that means, better. So the entire sentence is saying, I am going better, which is an idiomatic way of saying, I am feeling better.
Je suis mieux.
I am better.
Je
is the pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be.
Mieux
is an adverb meaning, better.
J'arrive.
I am arriving. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
le.
The, which is commonly used before a verb starting with a vowel.
Arrive
is the verb, to arrive, in the present tense.
Je suis plus grand.
I am taller. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
Suis.
This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I.
Plus.
This is the adverb, more, indicating a comparison.
Grand.
This is the adjective, tall, in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. This sentence uses the comparative form of the adjective, grand, which is formed by adding
plus
before the adjective. The verb
suis
is conjugated in the present tense, as it is describing a current state of being.
Je vous prie de m'excuser.
I apologize to you. This sentence uses the formal
vous
form of you, which is appropriate in more formal situations, or when addressing someone you don't know well.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vous
is the object pronoun, you, formal.
Oui.
Is the first person singular present tense of the verb
prier
to beg or to request.
De
is the preposition of, indicating the object of the request.
M'excusez is the infinitive, to excuse me, which is used as the object of the verb.
Priez.
The entire phrase translates directly to, I beg you to excuse me. However, in English, I apologize to you is a more natural and common way to express the same sentiment.
J'ai demandé à Tom.
I asked Tom. Breakdown. J'ai is the first person singular present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have. In this case, it acts as an auxiliary verb for the past participle.
Demander.
Asked. Demander is the past participle of the verb.
Demander.
To ask. A is a preposition meaning to or at. Tom is the name of the person being asked. Key concept. This sentence uses the passé composé, past compound, tense, which is formed by combining the auxiliary verb
avoir
with the past participle of the main verb.
Je le suppose.
I suppose so. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, it. This is used because the object is masculine singular.
Suppose
is the verb, to suppose, conjugated in the present tense. The form
suppose
is used for the first person singular, I.
Je l'ai acheté.
I bought it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle.
This is a contracted form of
le.
The masculine singular definite article, and the direct object pronoun.
Il.
He slash it. This contraction is common in French, and emphasizes the object being acted upon.
Et.
This is the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular.
Acheter.
This is the past participle of the verb, acheter, to buy. The past participle is used here to create the passé composé tense, which describes a completed action in the past. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns.
Elle.
Is a direct object pronoun, which means it is the object that receives the action of the verb, buying. Passé composé. This tense is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb.
Je l'ai enterré.
I buried him slash her slash it. Breakdown.
Je.
Je. Is the subject pronoun, I.
L.
L. Is the direct object pronoun, him slash her slash it. This is the contracted form of
le.
Masculine singular, or
la.
Feminine singular, ai.
E.
Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have. It's used with the past participle to form the passé composé, which is one way to express past tense in French. Enterré.
Enterré.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Enterré.
To bury. Key concepts. The passé composé is a common verb tense in French used to describe actions that have happened in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Or.
Être.
To be, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronouns are used to replace the direct object of a verb. In this case,
elle
replaces the noun that is being buried.
Je l'ai enterré.
I buried her.
breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
Elle.
This is the direct object pronoun, her, standing in for a feminine noun previously mentioned.
E.
This is the first person singular present tense form of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have.
Entere.
This is the past participle of the verb, entere, to marry. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun.
El.
Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun.
El.
Replaces a noun and is placed before the verb in French. Past participle agreement. The past participle of the verb agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun when used with the auxiliary verb, avoir.
Aide-moi.
Help me. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or request.
Aide.
Is the verb aider, to help, in the imperative form, which is used to give direct commands or requests.
Moi.
Is the pronoun me in the object form, indicating that the person being addressed should help the speaker. Therefore, the sentence translates to, help me.
À l'aide.
Help. This is a simple exclamation, meaning, help. The phrase is made up of
à,
which means to or at in this context. It's a preposition.
L'aide
means help. It's a contraction of
le
and
aide,
help. The exclamation mark emphasizes urgency.
Je l'ai brûlé.
I burned it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle.
This is the direct object pronoun, it. It's a contracted form of
le.
The masculine singular definite article, and
il.
The masculine singular pronoun.
E.
This is the present tense of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the first person singular.
Brûlé.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Brûlé.
To burn. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun.
Elle.
Is used as a direct object. Direct object pronouns replace the noun that receives the action of the verb. Past participle. The past participle.
Brûlé.
Is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To form the past tense in this case.
Je l'ai brûlé.
I burned it. Breakdown.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle.
Is the direct object pronoun, it, which is a contraction of
le
plus
la.
This pronoun refers to a feminine noun previously mentioned in the context.
E.
Is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, in the first person singular, used in the passé composé tense.
Brûlé.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Brûlé.
To burn, conjugated in the feminine form to agree with the feminine noun that.
Elle.
Refers to. Key concepts. Past composé tense. This tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être
to be conjugated in the present tense and followed by the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun.
L. Replaces the noun it refers to in the sentence. Agreement of past participles. The past participle of verbs like brûler agrees in gender and number with the direct object, if it is a noun or pronoun. In this case, the object is feminine singular, so the past participle is also feminine singular.
Brûler.
J'achète des cassettes. I am buying cassettes. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb. Acheter. To buy. The pronoun. J. Is a contraction of. Je. I. And. E. Have. The verb. Acheter. Is conjugated in the first person singular. The noun. Cassette. Cassettes is in the plural form and functions as the direct object of the verb. Je suis revenu. I have returned. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular, used with the past participle, revenu, to form the passé composé. Revenu is the past participle of the verb revenir, to return. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Agreement of the past participle. The past participle, revenu, agrees in gender and number with the subject, g, I, even though it is used with the auxiliary verb, être. Je sais danser. I know how to dance. This sentence uses the verb savoir, which means to know in the sense of having the knowledge or ability to do something. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Danser is the infinitive verb, to dance. In this sentence, savoir is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, to agree with the subject pronoun. Je peux le faire. I can do it. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir. Which means to be able to or to can. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Pu. Pe is the first person singular present tense conjugation of pouvoir. Pouvoir. Le is the direct object pronoun for it or him. Faire. Faire means to do or to make. The sentence literally translates to I can do it, but it is more commonly used in English as I can do it or I'm able to do it. Je peux y arriver. I can do it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Peux. This is the present tense form of the verb, pouvoir, meaning, can, or, to be able to. E. This is a pronoun referring to a previously mentioned place, or situation. In this case it is not specified. Arriver. This is the infinitive form of the verb, arriver, meaning, to arrive, or, to succeed. Here it is used as a to infinitive, following the verb. Per. Key concepts. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating an ability that exists now. E. Pronoun. The pronoun. E. is a tricky one. It generally refers back to a place, but in this case, it can be more general and imply a situation. Pouvoir plus infinitive, the combination of pouvoir
plus infinitive is a common way to express ability or possibility in French.
Je peux y parvenir.
I can do it. This sentence uses the verb
pouvoir,
which means to be able to. It is conjugated in the first person singular of the present tense.
Je peux.
The pronoun
je
means I and is used as the subject of the sentence.
The phrase y parvenir
means to achieve it.
Y
is a pronoun that replaces a previous noun, such as a goal or task, and
parvenir
means to arrive or to succeed. The entire sentence conveys the speaker's confidence in their ability to accomplish something.
J'arrive à le faire.
I am able to do it.
J'y
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
a
have. It is used to indicate that the subject, I, possesses the ability to perform the action.
Arrive
is the verb to arrive in the present tense. In this context, it is used to express the ability to accomplish something.
A
is a preposition that means to or at. It links the verb
arrive
to the infinitive
faire.
Le is the masculine definite article, meaning the. It refers to the object or action that the subject is able to do.
Faire
is the verb to do in the infinitive form. It indicates the specific action that the subject is capable of performing.
Je peux partager.
I can share.
Je
is the subject pronoun.
I
peux is the first person singular present indicative of the verb
pouvoir,
which means
to be able to
or
can.
Partager is the infinitive form of the verb
to share.
This sentence illustrates the use of the verb
pouvoir
to express ability, in this case, the ability to share.
À l'aide.
Help. This is a simple interjection, meaning, help. It is used to call for assistance in an emergency situation.
À l'aide.
Literally means, to the help, but is used as a direct call for assistance.
Je ne peux pas manger.
I can't eat.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I, ni, pas.
Ne, pas
is the negative construction in French. It literally means not, not, but it works the same as not in English.
Pu,
pe is the verb to be able in the first person singular of the present tense.
Manger.
Manger is the infinitive verb to eat.
Je ne puis le dire.
I cannot say it.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Ne
is a negative particle used before the verb to indicate negation.
Puis
is the present tense form of the verb pouvoir, to be able to. It is used with the negation
ne
to form the negative cannot.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the.
Dire
is the infinitive form of the verb dire, to say. This sentence uses the negative form of the verb pouvoir to express the speaker's inability to say something. The object of the verb is not specified, but is understood as something the speaker is unable to say.
Je ne peux le dire.
I cannot say it.
This sentence utilizes the ne pas structure to form a negation. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Ne is the negative particle, indicating negation. Be is the present tense form of the verb pouvoir, meaning to be able to, or can. Le is the direct object pronoun, referring to a masculine singular noun previously mentioned. Dire is the infinitive form of the verb dire, meaning to say. The sentence can be translated literally as, I do not can say it. However, the more natural English translation is, I cannot say it. Je ne vois rien. I don't see anything. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the nominative case. It is the subject of the verb. Ne. This is the negative particle, not. It is used to make the verb negative. Voir. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb voir, to see, in the first person singular. Rien. This is the indefinite pronoun, nothing. It functions as the direct object of the verb. Key concepts. Negative construction. The ne particle is essential in forming the negative. It always precedes the verb. Direct object pronoun. Rien is the direct object of the verb. Voir. It receives the action of the verb. Je n'arrive pas à voir. I can't see. This sentence is in the negative form using the ne pas construction. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. N is the negative particle. Arrive is the verb to arrive in the present tense. It is conjugated in the first person singular, because the subject is I. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning not. A is the preposition, to, indicating a direction, or purpose. Voir is the infinitive verb, to see. The literal translation of the sentence would be, I don't arrive to see, but it is understood in English as, I can't see. The a plus infinitive construction often expresses ability or inability. Je ne parviens pas à voir. I am unable to see. Breakdown. G. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Ne pas. Ne pas is a negative construction, meaning not. Parviens. Parvien is the first person singular present tense of the verb parvenir, meaning to succeed or to manage. A is a preposition, meaning to or in order to. Voir. Voir is the infinitive form of the verb to see. The sentence uses the negative construction, ne pas, to express the inability to see. The verb, parvenir, is used in the present tense, indicating that the inability is ongoing. The preposition, a, is used to link the verb, parvenir, to the infinitive, voir, indicating the purpose, or goal of the action. Je suis aveugle. I am blind. The sentence, je suis aveugle, is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, meaning to be. Aveugle is an adjective meaning blind. The sentence is therefore literally, I am blind. Je ne vois pas. I don't see. This is a simple sentence in the negative form using the verb voir. To see. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle. It's used in conjunction with pas. To make a verb negative. Voir is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb. Voir. To see. It's conjugated in the negative. Pas is the negative particle, used after the conjugated verb in the negative form. The sentence structure is typical for French negative sentences. Subject plus negative particle plus conjugated verb plus negative particle. Je ne peux pas voir. I cannot see. This sentence is in the negative form, using the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir. To be able to. Ni. Ne. Is the negative particle, and pas. Pas. Is the negative adverb. The verb, voir. Voir. To see, is in the infinitive form. Je n'arrive pas à voir. I can't see. Je is the subject pronoun, I. N is the negation, not. Arrive is the verb, to arrive, but in this context it means, to manage, or, to succeed. Pas means, not, used with the negation, N, for emphasis. A is the preposition, to. Voir is the infinitive verb, to see. This sentence is in the negative form, using the negation, N, before the verb, arrive, and the negation, pas, after the verb. The verb, arrive, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the speaker is currently unable to see. Aide-moi. Help me. This sentence uses the impératif, imperative, form of the verb. Aider. To help. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests. In this case, the speaker is asking someone to help them. Aide-moi is a direct address using the toi. You form, meaning the request is directed at the person being spoken to. Je ne peux gagner. I cannot win. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the present tense of the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir. Which means, to be able to, or, to can. Je. Is the subject pronoun meaning, I. Ni. Pas. Ne. Pas. Is the negative construction, meaning, not. Pu. Per. Is the conjugated form of pouvoir. Pouvoir. In the first person singular, present tense. Gagner. Gagner. Is the infinitive verb meaning, to win. The entire sentence translates to, I am not able to win, or more simply, I cannot win. Je ne peux pas gagner. I cannot win. This sentence uses the verb pouvoir. To be able to, in the negative form. The structure is subject plus ne plus pas plus pouvoir plus infinitive. Je I is the subject pronoun. Ne not is the negative particle. Pas. Not is the negation marker. Pouvoir. To be able to is the verb conjugated in the present tense. Gagner. To win is the infinitive verb. This sentence expresses that the speaker is unable to win. Je ne puis gagner. I cannot win. This sentence uses the negative construction with ne and pas. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the negative particle, which is used to negate the verb. Puis is the verb, to be able, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form. Gagner is the verb, to win, in the infinitive form. The sentence literally translates to, I not can win, but it is more natural to say, I cannot win, in English. Je l'ai attrapé. I caught it. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the direct object pronoun, hi, l, slash hi. Je means I, and is the subject pronoun. L stands for it, and is the direct object pronoun. It replaces the noun that was previously mentioned, for example, a ball, a book, etc. A is the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have. Attraper means caught. So, the entire sentence translates to, I caught it.